need to know.
.co.uk.
I'm Megan.
I'm Jim.
I'm Dave, and we are Thomas Tantrum. Our drummer's over there.
We've just played a gig at Secret Garden Party. I think it's crazy. Jim's been here all weekend, but me and Dave only just got here today, and there's just like people like dressed up as dinghies and like just got the most craziest outfits on. It's really bizarre, but I love it. Yeah.
I saw Boba Fett from Star Wars walking around. I saw Jesus. Who else did I see?
I saw Jesus.
I'd say it's got the atmosphere of Glastonbury. It's got that mystical quality to it, but obviously much smaller, which I think is a good thing because your feet don't get so tired.
Well, when I was very young, I played the piano for a bit, and then I just picked up a guitar and had a few lessons, and I think I just started to want to write my own songs, and I just started singing. I don't think I could ever sing that well, but I just sort of did, and it kind of worked.
I tried every instrument under the sun, actually, until I could find one that somebody would have set me into a band. But I had a lot of college bands, a lot of jamming with mates and stuff, until I found the right band, really.
Well, initially, my love of music was through Michael Jackson, I suppose. And then I discovered my dad's Neil Young and Fairport Convention Records and decided to actually play an instrument, and it came from there, really. In terms of our influences, it's so wide-ranging. There's the obvious post-punk sort of references, like, The Slits and Delta 5 and whoever, and then 90s stuff like Weezer and I really like the Lemonheads.
Been around about 2 years. I think 2 years ago was pretty much our first gig. Yeah, the more gigs we do, the more fans we get, which, you know, just build it up. And we played Latitude last weekend, and we had a really good turnout there as well.
We are Thomas Tantrum, and this is thetonight.co.uk.
Would you say you're a MySpace generation band?
Actually, yeah, I would. I think most bands, they have to be now to survive. I think, like, because the music industry has changed so much that MySpace is the biggest way of pushing music. Well, personally, that's what I think.
What do you think it's done for you, then?
Well, we had Lily Allen put us in our top friends, and she did a blog about us, and that has done absolutely wonders for us. She got in touch with us personally to, like, get our login details, to add us as friends. Said we were really cool, which was really nice. Thank you, Lily.
Do you think you might do something together?
Well, me and her.
I think he'd like
that too.
I don't think my girlfriend would be very happy, but band-wise, I would love to go on tour or something with her, definitely.
She's got an amazing voice. I'm really a fan of hers. Before, like, any of this happened, like, yeah, definitely.
I'm Katie from Peggy Sue.
I'm Rosa from Peggy Sue.
Just been watching Thomas Tantrum, Southampton's finest. We just know them from gigging. We just know them because they're so good.
Also,
so we went to
stalk them on MySpace.
Yeah, forced them to be our friend, basically.
How can you describe their sound?
I personally think they're a bit like Elastica meets Sonic Youth meets like a bit more pop. I think that's the perfect description of them.
Yeah.
Like they've got bitty guitar parts.
I think and like describes them really well. Like they're like having a tantrum, but it's musically incredible. Like it's so good.
Yeah,
and Megan's a really good frontwoman.
Get quite a few people contacting us through MySpace, don't we? Just like, we're too young to come to your gig, or like, can you get us on the guest list? We are actually, through our management, putting a record out because we're really keen to get it out there, and quite a few, like the Futureheads, are doing it as well because we're on the same management company as them, and we just want to get it out there, really. So yeah, we're going to do it this way, and the single's Work It, and we've just made a music video for it, actually. It's up on our MySpace now. Dressed up as superheroes and robbers.
So would you tip them, then? Do you tip them for the top?
Highly. They're really original, and they're really, really good.
They've got the songs, and they've got, like, the stage presence.
And they're, like, really good pop without being pop. Like, they're really, like, musically it's really interesting, but they've got like enough pop in them for it to be really big. They're just incredible. Yeah, absolutely amazing.
Need to know.